It's Women of Influence Day presented by Venture Norfolk. I'm here with Virginia Lucas. Now, before we go talking about church out serving, which I'm sure lots of people associate you with, maybe we can talk about just some of the other stuff you're involved with in Norfolk County.
Church out serving actually has become virtually a full-time volunteer experience for me, so I don't have a ton of time outside of that for other involvements. But I certainly, I sit on the board of Able Enterprises. I'm part of the Poverty Action Partnership of Haldimand Norfolk, and I'm part of the Network of Volunteer Administrators, so that's NOVA for short. And I'm also part of the Child and Youth Planning Network and Team Norfolk and a number of other groups, I guess, if you will, oftentimes wearing the hat of church out serving, but just trying to participate in and understand the needs of community and look for ways that I personally and we as an organization can make a difference. So
now, church out serving, how did this all get started?
Okay, well, church out serving sort of originated back in 2009 as a research team. We gathered together individuals from, I think it was about 8 different local churches, just to study what the needs in Norfolk County were, and Simcoe specifically, to find out how the church collectively can make a difference in community. And personally, I was really inspired by that, at how welcoming the community was, that there was an active interest. And so we amalgamated the findings, presented actually back into community and back into a sort of church leadership circles, and were really encouraged to make something happen and to try and help find ways to fill those gaps that were identified. So Church of Serving was really birthed out of that research study and was founded back in 2010. And we are now a local faith-based charity whose interest is in bringing people together from various backgrounds, different church groups, community groups that really want to make a difference in our community. So our focus is on serving in practical ways, in sort of real tangible ways, no strings attached.
Now, Church Out Serving, you guys do many, many projects. Laundromat in downtown Simcoe. Riverside 83 is under construction in downtown Simcoe as well. Many community gardens all throughout Simcoe. I thought maybe we could just talk about specifically, though, we believe in Simcoe Day. Just because there's the big celebration we all know and love, the fireworks, stuff like that. But there's also a smaller day, which I would argue is more important. Can you talk about the 2-day event that we call We Believe in Simcoe Day?
Probably We Believe in Simcoe was our first opportunity to serve our community in a real tangible and practical way. That began in 2010, so we just celebrated our 10th year. It's a 2-day festival that's hosted in May. The first of the 2 days is hosted at the Odd, so we rent the building. About 200-plus volunteers come out to make the day possible, serving 500 to 550 people living in poverty, living with health crisis or some kind of chronic issue in their life, and we just open the doors and welcome them in, providing them with a lot of free stuff, for lack of a better word, free activities. So we provide non-perishable food items. Local farmers donate produce. We have hairstylists that cut hair. Couple of photographers take family portraits, and we give away 8x10 photographs, and there are prizes and games and entertainment. So it's a real day of blessing of people who really are struggling in our community. And the second of the 2 days is a week later. It happens in partnership with Calvary Church out on Ireland Road, and it's a fireworks and carnival event for the whole community. So we have a hard time estimating actual numbers, but we figure several thousand people come out every year. There's free food and games and music and, of course, a big fireworks display. So great, great family event. That's, 10 years now in the making.
I know this probably seems like an odd question, but why do you want to help out so much? Just what got you into volunteering?
Well, I don't think I started out saying I'm going to volunteer this much, to be honest. But motivated by my faith, I really do believe in living out my values. And I believe that kindness and love and compassion, no strings attached, really do make a difference for people. And I consider it a privilege. I'll even use the word joy, not a word we use an awful lot in our community, but I'll tell you, it warms my heart that I can play a role in helping to enrich the lives of other people. it provides value back to me in so many ways. I feel like I'm a better wife, a better mother, a better community member, and I really want to make a difference for other people in this community.
Thank you so much for coming into the studio and just everything that you do for the community.
Thanks, Matt.